I had a brother, Manny Baez, and he loved me so, so much. I had a friend, Mike Davis. We met when we were 11. He saw me when no one else did. He tried to help me when no one else could. He called me a bright, bright light when I have only ever felt like the ugly stepsister lost in the shadows. He would have loved me, but I never let him. He killed for me. He took away the boy who once hurt my sister and me, but he also took away the family who loved me. He died for me. Opening his mouth, drinking in the pepper spray, the boy with no parents, the boy who'd always been alone, he didn't believe I would forgive him. He didn't understand that I, of all people, know love is imperfect, and it's the trying that matters. I had a friend, Mike Davis, and I killed him. I have two dogs, Rosie and Blaze. They are old and blind and prefer long days spent napping in sunbeams. They thump their tails when I approach. They rest their heads on my lap and let me stroke their long, silky ears. They provide solace on the days I can do nothing but cry. They give me strength, because I know they remember our family and miss them too. I have friends, Flora, Sarah. I am still getting to know them. They understand pain and loss. They tell me I won't always feel like this. They remind me that I have the strength to survive. They promise that one day I will learn to live again. They have introduced me to other people who know what it's like to not be able to sleep at night. And sometimes, talking with all these other crazies, I feel almost sane again. I have a guardian, Hector Alvalos, Manny's father, my mother's former boyfriend. He lived with us when Manny was born, and once he was the closest thing to a father I'd ever had. He had to go off to fight his own demons for a while, and yes, he's made his share of mistakes. But he came back. And that's love, yes? He returned for Manny, and to make peace with my mom, and to get to know my sister and me again. Now, he and I are family. We live in his little apartment with Rosie and Blaze, and so many pictures on the wall. Manny when he was first born. My mother twirling happily in her new red dress the day she brought us home from the courthouse. Lola rolling her eyes at something silly. All of us piled together on a sofa. Captured moments to help Hector and me through the bad nights. Frozen images to remind us of the good times. These photos of our perfect family.
We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Look For Me by Lisa Gardner, performed by Kirsten Potter. Performance copyright 2017 by Brilliance Audio, Inc., all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.